Local residents will have a moment to remember the late Waycomico County Executive Bob Culver, with a public memorial service to be held on Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the Waycomico Youth and Civic Center. He was only the second person to hold the position and felt strongly about the issues of the day and the powers of the office. Greg Bassett is editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent and has covered local politics for many years.
Bob took a big picture approach to things. He was certainly hands-on. We had a situation with the first county executive really relied on his administration to do things, and he seemed more of a figurehead. I mean, he would get in there and he would make hard decisions, but Bob was at his desk all the time every day, making lots and lots of decisions, and he worked very closely with Wayne Strasburg, the director of administration, and they did a lot of things. I think his success on this most recent thing, the Field 7.5, the field for disabled youth at the Henry Parker Complex, will be a legacy. He wanted to develop Pirates Wharf down near Whitehaven as a camp area, as a recreational area. Getting alcohol into the Civic Center, that was a third rail issue in Waycomico politics for a long time. No one was willing to step up and force the alcohol issue into the Civic Center. He did that successfully. And he was actually able to build quite a good reserve fund and a rainy day fund for the county. They were very, very focused in terms of their spending. He was not eager to spend on anything. He fought spending a lot and then ultimately gave in on some things like the West Salisbury School, the third phase of the James M. Bennett expansion, things that he tried to oppose when he first came in, but he ended up giving in on it, and those things progressed. So I think he's got a pretty good legacy. He was certainly, I don't want to say he was petty, but yeah, he was kind of petty on some things in terms of using his power as the executive. He wanted people to come to him and ask him for things as opposed to go to them and work some sort of an arrangement or, a bargain. He really wanted to be the guy in charge. He saw that as his job, and he protected that very mightily.
Do you think he's changed the nature of the county executive position?
I still think it's one of those jobs that you can do whatever you want to do with it. You can ride around in the county car and cut ribbons, or you can really get in there and do the hard work. I think that will be the option for whoever takes this job next. Both executives sort of did it in a different way. Certainly Rick Pollitt was very affable and, very political. Bob was very political in another sense.
What's the process now going forward in terms of selecting a new county executive?
County Council is taking applications through August 11th, which is Tuesday, which ironically is also the same day that Mr. Culver will have a memorial service at the Civic Center in Salisbury at 1 o'clock. As you said, it has to be someone who is Republican. They have until September 9th to make the decision, and that person will be the county executive until the 2022 election. So it would fill the rest of the term for Mr. Culver. Lots of intrigue in terms of what they do. It will be a Republican, obviously, but do the Democrats, the Republicans have a 4-3 majority on the council. Do the Democrats want to appoint perhaps just a placeholder, someone who won't run for re-election in 2022 or someone who would be weak in an election situation? Do the Republicans want to appoint someone who will be very aggressive and be able to run for re-election? But do they want to appoint someone that will be more susceptible to their demands? So there's a lot of intrigue that will happen.
Greg Bassett, editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent, on the passing of Waycomico County Executive Bob Culver. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.